Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week and looking so forward to our show today, as usual. And you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. We are going to talk today about tiny houses. How many of you out there know what tiny houses are? It's becoming a big fad. It's working really well with many, many people. So I'm so looking forward to today. Today, you actually have me on the show. We're going to be going over different information, et cetera, and not just promoting any specific company, but just going over different details and information about tiny houses. And I hope you enjoy it. Many of our callers are archived and listen to us at different times. So we really, really want your input. If you're listening live today, please call in 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. We've many times have callers in, and we can see that you're in. And when we call, many times people don't want to jump in. They just want to listen in on the back end instead of later. And then we have many archive listeners. But really, no one's going to bite you. We really love your input, and we love when you jump in and give us your ideas, ask questions, et cetera. So today, especially because we're talking about tiny houses, which are becoming very popular, many, many buyers, for those of you who don't know what a tiny house is, what they're doing is they're typically around 80 square feet up to 1,000. You're seeing many, many on the average being about 200 square feet. What a lot of people are doing is scaling down. We've got the baby boomers, but interesting, a lot of younger generations are going into these tiny houses and kind of doing away with all the extra material possessions. So going to be a very interesting show, and there's many people doing this today. So we'll also be talking about baby boomers, empty nesters, scaling down, and it's really going to be very interesting. So we will be right back. I'm actually talking to you from California. I'm at a convention, so I've actually come out to do the show. And we will take a quick break and be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio, and today we're discussing tiny houses, which are becoming very, very popular. They typically run 80 square feet and above. The more and more people now are scaling down, and it's interesting because we all have different seasons in our lives. You know, if you get married, you have children, or have children, and then they grow up. And years ago, it looks like and we're dealing mainly in the United States, but this is all over, can be anywhere in the world. Years ago, people got into, having the American dream was a single family home, approximately 1,600 square feet and above. Many people went through the phases of having larger and larger homes, garages, material things. And many changes are taking place. More and more people are working from home. Depending on people go from all different ends of the scale and the spectrum. One of the beautiful things I think that's happening is that the world's becoming, in my opinion, it just depends on where you are, less and less materialistic, which actually for many people that are interested in doing these tiny houses actually said the simpler life is better. They're feeling less stress. Nobody's trying to keep up with the Joneses anymore saying, I have the bigger house, I have the bigger car, I have this. That's very healthy. These tiny houses, also a lot of the companies and people building, you can build your own, are going green, with green in mind, with sustainability. There's people that actually, can have the electric run in. There's people that aren't having it. They can use, you'd have to hook up to public water or have a well or septic. You can do these things. Some people are just using the rainwater, which is actually very common in, we do real estate in Hawaii too. It's very common on the Hilo side of the Big Island, where there's certain areas, not in Hilo Town, so to speak, but outside, that people use water catchment systems. And what the water catchment system is where the rainwater comes in. So you have this tank, which is above ground, and it fills up with rainwater, and then you have the apparatus run through, and people use that. It's you need filtering systems if you're going to actually use it for drinking, et cetera. But more and more people with these tiny houses are doing it. Today on our show, we want to have a future show so that we're going to bring in some speakers that actually do the tiny houses, build the tiny houses, and also people that have lived in tiny houses. So if you're listening in, know anybody, or you have firsthand experience, please let us know. You can email radio@realtyuniversal.com. You can always go on our site and just fill out the contact us form, realtyuniversal.com. We really, really, really want your feedback, your input, et cetera. So I decided today not to bring in, there's so many different people, when you Google this and you look it up, there's a lot of people doing this actually, which is really interesting. I didn't want today's show to be specific on one company. I wanted to go ahead and put this out here and then have another future show sometime in the next month or two, where we'll have people that have firsthand experience doing this, and then more than one builder speaking as well. There's a Facebook, somebody put up a blog, which is pretty cool. There's thousands of people have actually commented on this, and it's called facebook.com/tinyhouseblog. facebook.com/tinyhouseblog. Interesting stuff. It's amazing to me. The average cost, they're saying the average cost is $200 per square foot to build a tiny house. I guess because square foot costs can change wherever you're living. I've seen it still as low as $50, $75, $100 a square foot, all the way up to $1,500 if you're on Maui and 2-acre million-dollar lots. So the average square foot price, I would probably say, is probably going to run around $175. If you're taking an average across the board in different areas. The tiny house is going to be a little bit more, $200 on the average if you're bringing someone in to do it. But there's a lot of detail in the research that I've seen so far. A lot of detail goes into how do you take, you know, 200 square feet and have that built. Some are smallest I've seen so far, but there's probably smaller, is 80 square feet. How do you take that and have it built to where you can actually comfortably live in your property? So, of course, it's built for one person, two people. I mean, it's going to be based on what you need. Well, there's a lot of planning that goes into building it so that you have your loft bedroom area, you have your bathroom, kitchen, living area, you know. So there's planning that goes into it so that the best design is going to be what's working for you, for your height, for your what you need, et cetera. There's a lot of places, so thank God for our search engines, Google and many of the other ones. You're going to find so much information, and this is so interesting. And again, we never can go over everything in one show, but there's still people that haven't heard of tiny houses, that aren't aware of them, that this may really benefit you, and so we want to put it out there. There's places that are selling the plans, actually doing the building. You can also buy it built just like a prefab modular home where you can buy the package and then have other things done for you. From what we've found so far, the average price, if you're going to do it yourself, is running around, for a small one, is running around $20,000 plus labor. Or if you want one completely built, they're saying around $40,000 is pretty much the average price. So it's amazing. It's like the movement that's happening with what they're calling tiny houses is a lot of people literally kind of stripping the lifestyle of all those extra possessions. Many are building, there's outside of D.C., building outside of rural urban areas and then taking advantage of still having the city lifestyle or the urban lifestyle. It's interesting. People are building in backyards. They're building in the woods. Really interesting. I saw where there's actual sheds you can buy that are built, and they're cheap. You could buy those for $3,000, $10,000, and you wonder if you could redo that into a tiny house when you look at the other costs of $20,000 to $40,000 from what the estimate is when they're building. So there's just so many ways to look at this and so many things to do and figure out. But it's interesting because I would have never thought of being able to live in, you know, that small of a space, and there people are doing it. And people are enjoying it. So I think this is called for, let's do an hour show on it and bring in the input. So you can send your comments to realityuniversal.com. You can go on our site or just send it to radio@realityuniversal.com. And it's exciting. It's just amazing to me. This is a whole business in itself. I also noticed a lot of people that are doing this, some of the builders are actually walking their talk. They're actually designing and building, but also living in these homes as well. And it's interesting, very interesting. As far as, of course, you have to check zoning and codes and what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. I'm not sure how the insurances work. I have a whole list of questions myself, it's pretty efficient. They have bunk houses. Some of them are calling bunk houses, small house plans. The typical size they're saying is under 400 square feet, but I've seen some as high as 1,000. And then I've seen as small as 80 square feet. Interesting. So if you'd like to call in, I see callers on. It's 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428 if you'd like to ask a question or give your input. We definitely appreciate it. We will take a quick break and be right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
John Maxwell, we're back to Realty Universal Radio. John Maxwell is an amazing man. For those of you who are not familiar with him, please Google him. He's been years and years of experience and work, and he's got systems developed and a whole following of getting you to execute and do your dreams, with God in mind and working through systems. It's just wonderful. And what he just said is so true. So many people dream, but they don't execute. Or like you said, they fire and they shoot, and they don't execute their dreams. And, you know, without goals and dreams are actually goals with a deadline, right? So it's interesting and important, because our life is but a vapor. And we're back talking about tiny houses, how they're becoming so popular. This is something that you still want to plan, because if you're going to build a tiny house, you want to have a good plan so that everything works and you're not bumping your head. And, you know, I imagine it's kind of funny, because the tiny houses, you're thinking, like I was reading where one was 13 and a half feet high by like 8 feet. And then I guess they could be built subject to customizing, whether you're tall, shorter, et cetera. I don't know how it works if you're going to have friends and guests over. I guess it's not really set up for that at this point. But the planning stage is really important. And the beautiful part about it is, say you get into it and you don't like it, then you could sell it or do something else. But the experience is really interesting to get into it and learn from it and see how you can make your life simpler and get into it. Is it convenient? Is it not convenient? That's really up to you. And so I'm looking at different, when you Google tiny houses, there are so many plans. Some of these look like gingerbread houses. They just look adorable. Small custom homes. Little mansions. There's a place called Little Mansions, Elegant Studios. It's adorable. You know, I think a lot can be learned from this, even if you're going in and you're getting information. If you're not into doing the tiny houses, but you want to scale down what you have, or you want to reorganize your space so that you can utilize it better, there's a lot of wonderful information on these sites, on YouTube, on different company sites that are doing things and explaining how the kitchen and the sink and this pit in one place is going to help. There's so many ways to design your house to keep it simpler so that you're actually having a peaceful environment. And for the empty nesters, this looks really fun too. Many, many people are scaling down. They're selling their homes and buying a smaller home. And even if you don't want to have a tiny house, it's you can learn a lot about finding better ways to customize your home and make it good. They've also had some people doing the small cabins, doing it like a tiny house. Maybe you have it as your weekend retreat. It's adorable. Oh, my goodness. They've got, I'm seeing little cottages, the prefab homes. Now, prefab homes are also another way to save a lot of money when you're trying to scale down and build something else. You can, and there's just so much that's come up. The prefab homes, I mean, they literally, people used to worry about if they were going to be structurally sound, and I've seen situations where they're driving down the highway and if they're, you know, high speeds and they're structurally sound. So there's a lot of work in planning and plan this. And so it looks exciting, very exciting. And I am looking forward to doing the show on with a lot of input in there. Let's see, I'm going to look through here. There's some, wow, This is adorable. I just think it's just adorable when you see some of these places. They almost look like if you see a mobile home or something, and you know how people have in the mobile home, they have everything built, and you look, it gives you a good idea of what that could be. Now, they're stating that the construction of the average size house is taking lots of wood, lots of things. So they're pushing the movement on this to say that you're going green, why it's actually helping save the earth. Because you're using a lot less material to be able to build it. And, you know, I think it's really neat that people that want to do it and everything, they're not worrying about, you know, what they own or what they have and saying I'm doing better because I have this or have that. It's interesting to see. It reminds me, not, I don't want to say it's just like the mobile home or the Winnebagers or the home on wheels, but it's interesting when you look at the size and you see what they're doing. And, you know, your living room can convert to your bedroom and vice versa. So it's I'm finding all kinds of blog categories under tiny houses. For example, the construction details, downsizing, living, doing what you love. You can actually get into that, make a business out of this. Helping each other, inspiration, off the grid ideas, RV living, which is what it reminded me of. How to save money. Save space-saving ideas, design strategies, tiny house plans, tiny living. There's so much videos, YouTube information. It's just really quite incredible. Then it even has tiny houses for large families. Now that's a concept that's like, how do you have a large family living in a tiny house? Well, they do, and it's. Let's see what this is. We're going through different categories and blogs here so we can pass it on to you. Here's people that are actually building a large one, and they're actually making it tiny house for all families, and they're actually having each person has their own this person says, we're currently living in over 200 square foot of house. Now, this is on called tinyhousebuild.com, and it says there's a lot of space they don't need. So they're going to go tiny because they're going to save money and put more of the space into, let's see, they're going to do bedrooms and make it smaller. This is interesting because I wouldn't think a large family would be going into a tiny, tiny house. I'm thinking more of if you're new, you're young and starting out, or if you're an older empty nester. So it's just interesting to see this. This one couple has a tiny house of 16 by 40 with two open lofts. They've designed the floor plan that consists of a full-size kitchen. This is on tinyhousebuild.com too. We're trying not to just specify one site or one builder or one anything, but I want to get as much information as I can over generally, and then you can look up more and see this. This is said it consists of 16 by 40 with two open lofts. The layout is subject to change. That's another cool thing that they look at. Like, they're designing these so that you can change it around. Almost reminds me of a Lego thing. You know, you can't. It says it consists of a full-size kitchen and washroom with full-size washer, dryer, hot water heater, toilet, sink, and stand-up shower. The floor plan also includes an open living room, master bedroom, and en-suite bathroom. Two lofts are 15 by 15, and that's for their kids. Everything and anything has a place. So they've got interesting. They've actually have everybody involved in planning this. I like this. This is just really. These people are saying their parents and grandparents grew up with 5 to 10 siblings in a two-room house without running water, electricity, and indoor bathroom. It's amazing what we can do and how invigorating it can be if we just put our minds to it and get into this. Wow, exciting. And this is something I'd like to try out for even a month or two, huh? Just to see. It's a different lifestyle. It's really, really, really a different lifestyle. And so far, I mean, you go in and you Google and look at the comments, and lots of people are loving this. There's e-courses available if you Google. There's just so much information. Of course, we can never go over all of it on our show. And again, we will be doing another show in the next month or two, so look for it on Tiny Houses and get your input and see what more information we can come to bring in this. This is amazing. Here's one person called Reb saying that they're young and disabled. They need to work from home. And they've designed a tiny home with a roof garden porch and safe spaces for pets and cats, dogs, including a service dog. Wow. Very interesting. So you can see how there's many, many, many different uses for this and how it can work for many people. Our call-in number, again, is 347-945-5428. You can email us at radio@realityuniversal.com. I'm Natalie Mullinex with the Realty Universal Radio. We are going to put on an inspirational message and be back shortly.
Dr. Glenn Villanueva, or as we like to call him, Dr. V, is in the house. What's up, buddy?
Not too much, just the usual, you know, healing the sick and all of that kind of stuff. maybe not. I am a doctor, but
you are.
I really don't heal people. I just kind of help out the process, I guess.
Wow. Messiah complex much?
Yeah, okay. Well, side note.
Speaking of me addiction. No, hey,
yes,
and
exactly.
The beautiful thing, folks, we didn't even practice that, but that is an example of how Dr. V and I, over the past few years, really have interacted with this thing. And the whole point of this deal is we're in this together. We human beings are all given to this. And I love what I love about you, Doctor. I'll just call you Glenn. Is that okay? May I call you Glenn?
You may today.
Okay. What I love about you, Glenn, is that you're so honest about, you know, the fact that you suffer from the me addiction, as well as all of us. So that was an example of, you know, just joking around about it. But it's true, isn't it? It's something we all struggle with.
We absolutely struggle with it. Everywhere you turn, people have in front of them me. And, you know, the folks that don't, or the ones who have argued with me that they don't, are the ones that have it the biggest and the worst.
Yeah, exactly. And I see that, you know, they just don't understand it. It's like you're speaking Greek to them. And
right.
Anyway, can't see the forest for the trees. So today we're talking technology, and this may go a couple of shows because technology, goodness, is definitely facilitating the me addiction, is it not?
It absolutely is. You know, every time you turn around, technology is supposed to make our lives better and easier and just, wow, technology helps us so much. But, you know, technology can really separate us from other people, you know, and as we kind of think through this idea of me addiction and technology has really super fueled this me addiction kind of mentality. You know, one of the things probably, 5-10 years ago, everyone was completely into email and email everybody.
Yeah.
And you responded to email fairly quickly in a day or two.
Yeah.
You know, and now, Randy, as you know and listeners know, email is considered too slow. It's too slow. So many people don't even use it. You know, they instant message and they text message and they Twitter. You know, and as you and I kind of think through all of these kinds of issues, you look at it and you boil it all down, and there's a lot of superficial talk, but not much depth. Randy, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just ironic that, you know, we're supposedly more and more connected, you know, online, but really, you know, and I knew it was getting out of hand when, you know, I've been in here working for a while because I work in my office at home and studio, and I can sit here for 8 to 10 hours a day just working, just literally getting her done, and my wife will be in the front room, and, you know, after a while I'll get this, you know, I'll get a text message from her. Hi, hey, the voice is on. You want to come watch it with me? Oh, okay, you know. I'm like, you know, but it's just, and that's kind of a practicality thing, but I know, I've seen it. We've all seen it. We've all been at restaurants where the whole family right? Mom, dad, two teenage kids are all looking at their phones.
No, absolutely. That's happening everywhere you turn. And it's the scary part about it, to me, is that that's becoming normal, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not abnormal anymore, certainly not in the restaurants I go to or here in the States. You know, I don't know what it's like in other countries, but my goodness, everywhere you turn here, all the family, and they're starting out really young. You know, they're starting out really young with phones and text messaging and elementary school, you know?
I find myself just, you know, I'm just like, if I haven't checked Facebook or, I've started to get involved in Twitter just because several clients, that's how they communicate. And I've kind of been dragged kicking and screaming into the Twitterverse because I swore that, you know, I wouldn't do that because it is insidious. And that's a whole, obviously, you know, that's a whole probably show in and of itself, the social media addiction.
Yes,
but
definitely.
Yeah.
You know, with these smartphones, Randy, you know, as I look at it and I watch people and as I look at my own family, you know, sometimes we don't even engage with the people we're with.
Mm.
Like you say, you know, two people are on their devices and they're just a couple of feet away from each other. And, you know, an example of this is my sister was complaining to me about her husband in a way that was half joking but half serious because they were on a date and he wanted to check in on his iPhone app to let everybody know way out there in the cloud and out in the ether where he was, that he was on a dinner date with his wife. And Sonia, my sister, says, you know, like people really cared. She said, she just got sick of it and just said, you know what? Stop. Are you on a date with me or your iPhone? Man, and I thought about that because as much as I wish I could say that that hasn't happened to me, you know, I have to confess, that's happened to me.
Yeah.
My wife has said, hey, are you in a conversation with me, or are you in a conversation with who knows who on your phone? And I'm like, wow.
Mm. Yeah, and boy, you know, honestly, and I've seen, there's this video I saw online, of course, that was making fun of all of the pictures that we put. You know, this is my view, my toes on the beach. Mm. This is my wonderful life, you know. Mm. And
we are back to Real Universal Radio. On the break, you were listening to a little bit about the me addiction, and it ties in with different errors and different times, and there's been such a bad me addiction with the social media and with other things, and it ties in with, for example, the tiny houses. We're having more and more movements that are being positive towards our environment and positive towards changes, and things, this just shows you, we've got different time periods have different situations going on. The me addiction, which you just listened to for a few minutes, is talking about how people are just into me, 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 me. Before we had, you know, so much people into material things, and that's still happening, and we see with the tiny houses, some people are getting away from it. And so this is just a food for thought, a lot to think about, and different ideas. So if you're empty nesters and you want to downsize and you're thinking about a smaller house, the ideas that you can get off of Googling and looking at the tiny houses are tremendous. You know, taking one room and making a room totally multi-purpose so that you do have a room possibly for entertaining that does turn into a bedroom at night that also has the desk and office areas. You remember they had, what do they call the beds that fold up into the wall? I should know that, being in real estate for years, but I don't. I can't think of it off the top of my head. And, you know, items can be pulled away and furniture can be made a certain way so that it fits in and works this way. Many, many times less is more. And, of course, there's so many ways to do it. And the beautiful part about all this is you can customize everything the way you want it. So it's important to visualize, plan. Sit down and create your lifestyle and your life the way you want it. And don't worry about what somebody's opinion is and what other people are saying or how your rest of your family is going to react to it. When you get in and take it. And it's what I love about today, though, with social media and with everything. We've got so much information in our fingertips and different ways to look at things so how else it can work to benefit us. So you've got, with this tiny houses, there's so many different things to look at and lots of questions and answers. And wonder if you can actually, one of my questions would be if you can build it and then move it. You know, can you pick it up and put it on the highway or have it move somewhere else quickly? Even if people are going from, say you're going from a 3,000 square foot house and you're moving down to an 800 square foot house, you know, it's going to take you some time maybe to get used to it. And this information that you can learn about tiny houses will save you lots and lots of steps and you can design it. And there's a lot to do depending on where you live. There's a lot to do outside. There's different environments. I know, for example, in Hawaii, so many people, live outside basically. I'm not talking about homeless living outside. I'm just saying people are outdoors a lot because the weather's so nice. Same thing in other areas if you're, an outdoors person. So this is really about lifestyle. And just because you've been done it one way for so long does not mean that you have to say nay to this. So interesting. I have lots and lots of questions. So I'm going to be spending some time on this too. Very, very interesting. So we are going to go through a couple more recaps on here for anybody that's listening in later on archives. We're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and we are talking about tiny houses and tiny houses that we can be as little as 80 square feet up to whatever you want. But most of them are 80 square feet, under 400 square feet. Some of them are going a little bit larger. It's a new lifestyle. They're going green, custom home builds. You can build it approximately, they're saying, about 200 square foot, $200 per square feet, about $20,000 if you were going to build your own, so it'd be $20,000 plus labor or your own labor, about $40,000 if you want to have one that's already built. Many are using rainwater for their water, but some are hooking up to the other amenities. You always want to check out the zoning, et cetera, and find out that you can do everything you need to do. And some of them look like adorable, like little gingerbread houses or cabins or just so many different varieties. So definitely you can look on YouTube, Google, many other search engines to see. I'll get a lot of feedback, and a lot of people are jumping into this. It looks like different companies are jumping into it. Some people are doing it themselves and starting small businesses. Very, very interesting. I've got to, let's see, even found where, oh, wow. Oh, there's been shows out on this, so different shows on the tiny houses. Very, very good. So we want your feedback. Like I said before, a couple times we're going to do a show, another show with different builders on and different homeowners who have actually done this. So we're going to get live feedback, and I would love your input too at radio@realityuniversal.com. This will be scheduled in the next month or two. There's just so many. There's the Amish barns and sheds too, Amish barns and sheds that are done that look adorable, that you'd have to turn that into the home, livable home. And the prefab companies are getting into it too. Very, very interesting. Lots of feedback you can get on a site or a blog. It's got facebook.com/tinyhouseblog. It looks like there's 230 some thousand likes on this site. Over 20,000 people talking about it. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I've got so many different floor plans. And so you can use these tips no matter where you live, what you're doing, if you're downsizing. Coming to that point in life where it's just time to downsize. There's also downsizing e-courses, tiny transitions. Anytime you're doing a transition, there's a lot of things that you may not be thinking about. It's good to look at all this and do this now instead of trying to, why reinvent the wheel when many people are doing it and they have a lot of feedback and getting it to. This is just it looks like fun to me, even if somebody's just trying it out. For a short-term item. So we will be right back. We're going to recap, and then we're going to end the show.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio, talking about tiny houses, how they're becoming very popular, many buyers just scaling down. You have the younger generation that's starting out that once doesn't want to be boggled down by huge house payments that may have student loans, or they just want a little bit more freedom are getting into it. And then a lot of empty nesters are scaling down and getting into tiny houses. So we hope you enjoyed the show today, like we mentioned several times, that we're going to have another show in the next month or two and with more feedback and information. So if you have any information that you want to send us, please do, and we'd love to have you on the show and get you involved in this as well. The more the merrier. There's just so many different ways to look at this, and the advice is well needed. It looks like it's definitely a movement that's taken off. People are scaling down. They're not worrying about keeping up with the Joneses, getting rid of a lot of material items, and finding some peace. So it's very, very exciting. So until next week, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week and rest of your week. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.